Hi again, and thanks for joining us for another word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled The Privilege of Prayer was written by Lisa Samra. Country artist Chris Stapleton's deeply personal song, Daddy Doesn't Pray Anymore, was inspired by his own father's prayers for him. The poignant lyrics reveal the reason his father's prayers ended, not disillusionment or weariness, but his own death. Stapleton imagines that now, instead of speaking with Jesus in prayer, his dad is walking and talking face to face with Jesus. Stapleton's recollection of his father's prayers for him brings to mind a biblical father's prayer for his son. As King David's life ebbed away, he made preparations for his son Solomon to take over as the next king of Israel. After assembling the nation together to anoint Solomon, David led the people in prayer, as he'd done many times before. As David recounted God's faithfulness to Israel, he prayed for the people to remain loyal to him. Then, he included a personal prayer specifically for his son, asking God in 1 Chronicles 29 to give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees. We too have the remarkable privilege to faithfully pray for the people God has placed in our lives. Our example of faithfulness can make an indelible impact that will remain even after we're gone. Just as God continued to work out the answers to David's prayers for Solomon and Israel after he was gone, so too the impact of our prayers outlives us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 through 19. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as well as our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the great privilege we have to be able to communicate directly with you. May our prayers come from a clean heart with pure motives and intentions. Help us to pass our devotion to you onto our children and grandchildren, and may they continue to build on the foundation you have so lovingly established in our lives. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.